Pandora's Clock, written and read by John J. Nance. Professor Ernest Helms had returned to the starting point of the snowy forest trail just in time. 50 yards distant, someone was breaking into his car. The thief was male, heavy-set, wearing some sort of institutional coveralls and frantically scraping away at the door lock with some sort of tool, oblivious to Helms' presence. Helms hesitated and calculated the odds. He was not in good physical shape, and the thief was probably 20 years younger. Yet the man's effrontery triggered a primal rage. As he stood in shocked silence trying to decide what to do, the sound of a helicopter reached his ears from behind, faint at first, but coming fast. "What the hell do you think you're doing? Get away from that car!" The thief jerked upright instantly, staring in Helms' direction. Helms stopped in his tracks, uncertain what to expect, but the man just stood there, acting confused, looking from Helms to the sky overhead and back again as his right hand pawed the car door ineffectually. His actions were more frantic than threatening. The helicopter was closer now, and the man heard it too, his eyes darting away from Helms as he shielded his vision and strained to see the machine overhead. He stepped back and stumbled, then regained his balance and retreated a few more steps. Suddenly the chopper swooped in from behind Helms' position and slowed to hover over the parking area, the occupants obviously spotting...